Joseph Ladovsky. He was sly. He was funny. He was a people's person. He was a family man. He was a big spirit. He was my grandfather.
One of my regrets is that I never knew him.
His daughter, Alice Davis, is my mother.
My name is Alice Davis. My father was Joseph Ladovsky, Gruby Yosek. My youngest son, Ronnie, he's okay. He just made me the biggest gift anybody could give me. He made a CD with a song about my father's restaurant.
The restaurant didn't have a name, but people called it Fat Joe's. And my grandfather ran the restaurant in Warsaw in the years leading up to World War II. The restaurant was on Genoina Street, which was a pretty dingy part of town. But still, the restaurant was this national destination. Famous people in Poland used to spend time there. Communities developed there.
The restaurant was over 100 years old. My father was the youngest of the children, and he inherited from his great-grandfather. All Warsaw knew. You didn't have to say, take me address, this address or that address. It was just so, take me to Gruby Yosek. Everybody who was somebody, the high society and the government used to come to us. That's how we were known. They used to say that if the government doesn't sit in the parliament, they are at Gruby Yosek. Yeah. And I always used to be proud that I was a Ladovsky. I thought the world started and stopped on my street.
From what my mother told me, I always knew that this was more than just a small restaurant. It had a deep connection, as I learned over the years, to the Polish national spirit and Polish independence. And that was because, according to my mother, the great Polish national hero and politician and independence leader, Marshal Józef Piłsudski, was hidden in the restaurant for a number of years. So people saw it as an emblem of Polish freedom, of Polish history, of Polish national pride. And so it appealed to people across the board in Poland. Everybody felt comfortable there. So on one table, you have the bakers who are going to go at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're coming in to have their 12 shots of vodka before they start, you know, working on the bread. And then you have the politicians who are working on some deal. That was the meeting ground, the common meeting ground for the upper and the lower. Of the song written about my grandfather and his restaurant is Party at Fat Joe's, or in the original Polish, Bal u Grubego Joska. Before the song, I didn't know very much about my grandfather. There are no pictures of him that have survived. There are no family documents. There are no letters. To this day, my grandfather is someone who has a nickname of Grubego Joska, who is fat. I pictured Joe as a stubby character with an apron around him, jovial, walking around the floor from table to table, slapping the politicians on the back and sharing these juicy jokes with all the locals. The name of the song is Party at Fat Joe's, and he was at the center of the party. Since recording the song, I've learned that in Polish culture, it has the status of this much-beloved, nostalgic folk song that everyone knows. Gdy na gnojnej
bawimy się. Yeah, the song, Party at Fat Joe's, Balu Starego Joska, ale na gnojnej. Gnojna was that street. I know this song from the streets of Warsaw, where I grew up. My name is Margaret Bonikowska. I was born in Warsaw, and I was raised in the downtown core of Warsaw, which is not far from Gnojna Street. I have vivid memories of the live bands that used to perform right out on the streets of the city. All these sounds of old Warsaw, banjo and guitar. It seemed to me that every time I was there, they played that song. I'm sure it was definitely one of the most popular, or maybe the most popular, some people say. It was the hit from before the war. That song was beautiful.
The song is about what it was like to hang out at Fat Joe's. There's dancing, people are having something to drink, and somebody's playing on the accordion. It is clearly identified as a place you go to have a party. But the song has a strange two-sided character. On the one hand, it's a very light, jaunty waltz that people can hum with great pleasure. But on the other hand, there's a menace to it. It talks about what happens if you show disrespect to my grandfather. The song actually talks about a guy who crossed my grandfather and pays the consequences, and right at the end of the song, it even refers to the hangman of Warsaw, who's a real character. He actually existed, and he took care of that business in Warsaw, i.e. the hangings. So it doesn't get much darker than that.
Well, this is an example of how powerful music could be. You can't go back to the history of Warsaw without this song, Party of Fat Joes. This was typical urban pre-war Warsaw folklore, which was a combination of working class and this sort of riffraff petty criminal world that created its own culture. Definitely its own culture, its own idiom, its own slang, its own music, sense of humor, code of ethics, all that. Harmonia na da 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 dam, feraj na tańczy, ja nie tańczę. Z szacunkiem, bo to może skończyć się źle. It's great, you know, all these slang words. Language-wise, it's fascinating. It's beautiful, like szacunkiem, you know. Szacunek means respect. So they wouldn't say szacunek, they say szacunek, which is slang, their slang. It's very interesting. Ferajna, that's such a word, ferajna. It means like our guys, you know, but nobody would ever, it's their language, which is so much associated with this sort of riffraff, working class, gnojna, banjo, all these words that are present in this song. They just meant something in terms of showing the past that that was important for that particular community. Yes, that music was definitely an extremely important identity marker. It made them feel that they belonged to this very close-knit community where they did form relationships and they could rely on them in situations of danger, problems, all kinds of problems of not having enough food, enough money. They were very loyal to each other and very proud of who they were. They were proud to be from Gnojna.
As far as the song goes, I can't recall specifically when my mother first told me about it, but I know that I was young, and I know that she would always mention this song in the context of how well known her father was, as if she herself couldn't believe it. So when she would mention the song, it would always be in that context of a little bit of disbelief, a little bit of a lost era. And from our perspective, the children, we weren't connected with that past very much. So it makes sense to me today to think that the song felt more like a fairy tale than it did like an actual piece of music that was known and is still known by the people of Poland.
The funny part is, when I had children, I was telling them that there was a song. That song was a hit parade for many years. In Poland, they still sing it. And then nobody would believe it. Nobody believed. So we went once to the exhibition.
My mother used to love to go to the Canadian National Exhibition. So one year when she was in her 70s, I took her.
I said, you know what? I'll go to the Polish booth and I'm going to ask her. Maybe she knows. She kissed me on my cheek. She said, I don't believe it. You mean you are Josek's daughter? I said, yeah. Have you got a tape? She said, I have a tape. I have a book, too. It says, U grubego Joska na ulicy Gnojnej. That's Polish. the Fat Joe's restaurant, that was in the book. So I didn't make it up.
In an instant, the fable had turned into a fact. She showed me a book, and I saw the name Joseph Ladowski in there. There it was in black and white and in print. Well, being a good Jewish boy, my initial feeling when I found out the stories were true was one, a little more of guilt that I had ever doubted my mother in the first place. But at the same time, it was thrilling because it began this journey. I ended up Googling the song. And once I Googled it, that's when everything came into place, because there were dozens of versions of the song on the internet, including a punk rock Polish version. It really opened my horizons from this narrow family memento into a whole world where people knew about my grandfather without knowing that they knew about my grandfather. It seems pretty unlikely, but there's a direct line from 1930s Poland to Toronto in 2010. I can't tell you the number of times I've walked down Roncesvalles Avenue in West Toronto, which is the heart of a very vibrant Polish community here, and they know the title and they know the song, and then they start singing it and they know the lyrics in and out.
What soup? We have cabbage, tomato, borscht.
Przerwanej nocy gnojnej jeszcze mam na ustach ślad. U grubego Joska na ulicy gnojnej zebrał się ferajny kwiat. O zabawie, o tańcach, o zabawie, o alkoholu, o piciu, o imprezie, o wszystkim.
So she said that this song is about alcohol, party.
Every people's song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was very popular, yeah.
Ferajna tańczy, a nie tańczy.
Iwona line one.
Szacunkiem, bo się może skończyć źle, gdy na gnojnej bawim się. Ja bawię, I know this thing.
No, it's very popular, yeah.
And I'm just recalling some memories from the past.
Bal starego Joszka.
Tak, tak, tak.
Na ćwiczarkę rżnie harmonia tańczy, a ja nie. Szacunkiem proszę, bo się ożyć, skończyć źle.
Ale słyszałeś ją wcześniej, tak?
Oczywiście, ktoś tam od dziecka go pamięta.
Well, he's saying he knows the song from when he was a little kid.
W Polsce, nie? W radiu, w telewizji, wszędzie.
Yeah, he's saying he heard in a radio, TV.
Yeah.
Everywhere, yeah. Była popularna piosenka?
O, niesamowicie.
He said, yeah, it was really popular.
Perfect.
Yeah. I recognize for sure these words. But you know what is the funny things? You know, that my uncle, he was a musician from the Warsaw, and they sing this song for sure.
Yes, on the street, yeah.
Yes, they play for the people from the street, and the people for sure, they sing together, they have a fun together. That's what it was. Ask any people from the Warsaw, they know this song from there. They grow with this song.
We have a few CDs, and one of the CDs have Bal u starego Jaśka. And I have a radio, if you like listen this song, it's possible. Very popular. This song, very, very popular song. Very poor people, like slums in the old Warsaw. And these people are really very poor, but they don't care. They come to this restaurant where the music make him happy.
Nie przespanej nocy gnojnej jeszcze mam na pustach ślad. U grubego Joska na ulicy gnojnej zebrał się ferajny kwiat.
Such an amazing thing that somebody thousands of kilometers away from Warsaw on a different continent would suddenly take up this project and this one song that was so deeply rooted in Warsaw and suddenly became, well, such an important thing for this man. It's beautiful.
the whole venture became a huge reconnection with my past. It opened my eyes to the grandfather I'd never met. It became a reconnection with my mother because as I would practice a song at home, every time I played the chorus of the song, she would reflexively start singing it with this wistfulness that makes me grateful for her having lived long enough to have had those moments with her. So it began from a diminuendo and became a great crescendo in my life.
Szacunkiem, bo się może skończyć źle, gdy na gnojnej bawimy się. That's nice. To tell you the truth, my father would be very happy.
This song is about my grandfather who I never met. It's about my mother who lost so much in the war. It's about my own feelings, and it connects those feelings with other people. And music, and only music, really has that power to do that. And you know, as my mother's at the end of her life, and as I think about the grandfather that I lost, and as I move on through life, I realize that music is the last thing to go. We lose our faculties as we age, we can't speak, but we can always sing, we always have the song.
Balu Grubego Joška has become really a special case. It's one of those songs that's a must in any program, in any festival that relates to pre-war urban Warsaw folklore. The interesting thing, I think, is that after the war, the tradition of pre-war folklore was mostly carried out by people who were older. But what is really surprising is that young people, young musicians nowadays are extremely interested in digging into the past and trying to revive that sort of music in various festivals and events. They care. Part of it, I think, is being interested in your roots, in the history. But part of it, I think, is maybe longing for that sort of community model where people would stand up for each other and help each other and feel loyal to each other and proud of who they are. I don't think we have that much of that anymore, so maybe that's why they're interested in this.
The song makes me sometimes cry. It makes me, my heart go a little bit faster because I remember the tables in the restaurant, that beautiful general that used to give me money to go and buy candies. I was very happy to be me. They say that the flower of society used to be found in that place. And that's what I am. I am actually everything what it says in that song. And there were people, when I was in concentration camp, everybody knew about me. When they wanted me to know that they know who I am, they used to whistle that song. I taught them to be good people and love music and love life. You know, like the song says, Trzeba tańczyć, trzeba żyć. You have to live and dance.
I wanted people to feel the dual nature of the song, that it was a happy and a sad song, that it was a beautiful song, but also a rough song, that it was a drinking song, but it also was a song of culture and society. And it was a jazz song, but it was also a folk song. And really, in some ways, that's what I'm about, because I have a classical and a jazz background, I'm secular and I'm Jewish, and I think that's all reflected in this piece.
I think it also says something about Canada, where we're all in a huge multicultural family of mosaic, as you can say, where people are interested in their roots. And they're not just doing it for themselves to find out a little bit more about their own stories and put it back on their computer or somewhere, but that they want to share it with others. So it becomes part of our fabric of our society, part of our Canadian culture. It's quite amazing. I think it's like a tribute. Incredible.
At the end of the day, all we really have in life is community and others. And when people come up to me and say they know the song or they've heard of my grandfather, I have a new community. And that's a connection I would never otherwise have. It brings emotion into my life. It brings history into my life. It brings validation into my life. And I hope that my recording of the song and just the song itself does the same for these people. That's why I play music.